Coach, talk about the discussions that you had with Rob Hennigan. You shared in the press conference today that the longer you spoke with Rob, the better you felt about your immediate growth in relationship and how that impacted your decision to come aboard with the Orlando Magic.
Well, yes, that was a big factor. You know, obviously, your relationship with the front office is can be a dangerous one in the NBA and in pro sports. And you got to make sure you're aligned and, you know, have a lot of the same ideas and viewpoints on the way the business should be run. And, you know, that became very clear with Rob and I when we were talking. We share a lot of the same ideas, leadership strategies, you know, and, you know, I just felt like there was a connection right away.
Did you talk about player personnel with this group? I know you've said a lot of positive things about this Orlando Magic roster as you have witnessed them in competition against them. Did you guys get to that level of discussion?
We did. We talked about the whole roster and sort of what happened with each player's situations and what their strengths and weaknesses are and what I felt like I could do with them.
When you coached against the Magic, what jumped out at you when you watched tape of this roster?
Well, just the youth and athleticism. You know, you look at someone like Aaron Gordon, you know, who just really is coming into his own, you know, and I think these guys are at a spot where they're not, they have a lot of the growing pains behind them and are ready to take that next step. And Aaron's a guy, you know, that I see, you know, really exemplifying how we want to play, you know, the ability to be athletic and quick on the defensive end and get stops, but get out and run the floor. You know, Aaron can, you know, run the floor for the lob game. He can rebound and push and handle. I think one of the most difficult breaks to stop in transition is when the power forward is handling. And I see Aaron in that role a lot with this group. So there's a lot of positives here.
You mentioned that you have some sort of connection with Victor Oladipo, even though you didn't know him well, but the fact maybe he's a Hoosier. Talk about Victor Oladipo and what your thoughts on him.
Well, yes, I do feel like we have that kind of connection, and it probably does stem from you know, us being in the same state and watching his career a little bit while he was at IU. You know, but I'm a big fan of his game. I really am. I've got a great belief you know, that he can really you know, become a star in this league and help carry us where we want to go, and into the playoffs and having success in the playoffs.
Frank Vogel, the new basketball coach of the Orlando Magic, is with us. Talk about this window of free agency. You believe that your relationships with some players will also strengthen the opportunity for the Magic to recruit talent to come here and play?
I hope so. You know, obviously every situation is different, but I believe in what we try to build, the culture we try to create, the positive energy, enthusiasm, hard work, but have fun, set the bar high, shoot for the moon, and work your tail off chasing after those dreams. I think that's an attractive approach to have as a coach. I think free agents or players like playing in our culture, and that's what I'm hoping to create here, that something that free agents will be attracted to and will want to come and play for.
You know, I've been in Orlando 21 years doing this radio show, and what I have seen firsthand is my observations that this is a very proud and yet humble organization who tries to build through character athletes this basketball franchise. You spoke a little bit about that today, right?
Absolutely. And that's part of what attracted me to this roster. You know, is there high character? That's what we built in Indiana. We had a young, talented core, but they're all good guys, you know. And high character doesn't just mean, you know, they're not going to get arrested off the court. High character means they're going to care about winning. They're going to care about their jobs and their approach and how much hard work they're putting in, and being a good teammate and all those sorts of things that lead to winning basketball and on the court success. So that's what I feel like we have here.
What will you bring from Indiana, from your experience coaching there, that you want to implement here in Orlando? And maybe some things you might do a little differently here in Orlando that you did in Indiana.
Well, I think the offensive approach is going to be very different to the way we played in Indiana. I think this team's built differently than some of the teams we had. I think we can get up and down the floor more with this group. I think we can space the floor with our bigs to create driving lanes through the basket more with this group. And you know, I think that's the part that will be different, and what hopefully will be the same is the defensive proficiency and toughness. You know, I believe in defense and rebounding wins games. You know, if you take care of that end of the floor, you hold teams to one shot, and then you get out and you're able to run. But if you defend and rebound, you're going to win games even when the shots aren't falling. You know, so that's something that we definitely emphasize first.
Frank, last couple of things. One is, looking at your resume, you come from what I would call humble beginnings. You played college basketball, but not at the highest level. You paid your dues as both a video coordinator for years, an advanced scout in the NBA for years. How did that help build you into who you are today as a coach?
Well, I think it just keeps me humble. You know, knowing that I did have to pay my dues and I did have to work my way up, and I just have a respect for that element of this grind. You know, that is the NBA, with so many games and so many you know, so much hard work and preparation that goes into performing on the court. I think that carries over to what you're trying to implement with your guys as you get players come into your team as rookies or free agents or however they join your team. You know, they've got to work and they've got to become a part of the team and part of the culture, and they've got to fit in and they've got to bring something to the table.
Last thing, and we'll let you go. We know it's been a very busy day, and that is, with a smile on your face, I think I heard you say something about guaranteeing a playoff run next year, right? Elaborate.
Well, I'm not in the guarantee business, but I do believe we can make the playoffs. I really do. I believe we're going to win here. We're going to have success. I want our guys understanding that that's my expectation. I believe it's their expectation. This is a hungry group, a hungry, hungry group, and I feel like we're going to have success this year.
You got two daughters. I would imagine by telling them Daddy's going to Disney World, you got a big smile, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's tough for them to leave their friends, but... You know, if we're going to have to move, this is a great place to have to move to.
You'll love it down here, and I know the fan base is excited about welcoming you. So congratulations again. Thanks for the visit with us today.
All right. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Frank Vogel is the basketball coach of the Orlando Magic.